So I want you to do this practice seated, and any chair, stool will do. I want you to have the soles of your feet on the ground. And I want us to begin by just taking a moment to scan the horizon. And so that might mean scanning an actual horizon outside, or it might mean looking around the room. Just take a moment to take in the wide vision of your horizon. Often we spend so much time staring at screens or in deep thinking, focused thought, that we miss this opportunity to open up this eagle eye vision, and that begins to actually give the nervous system a sense of expansion and possibility in life. This is why we love being on top of a mountain and surveying the view. It gives our system the sense of great possibility. And as you scan the wide vision, what do you notice inside of your body? And then slowly drop the awareness into the soles of your feet and feel the connection in the soles of your feet to your shoe sole or the ground. And then you can have your eyes open or closed. Get the sense of the soles of the feet, the ankle bones, the heels, the toes. Orient to the soles of the feet, the ankle bones. And then in your mind's eye, draw a line from the ankle bones to the right wall and the left wall. So the brain gets the sense of where these bones are in relationship to the space that you find yourself in. As you give your brain this information, you may notice slight adjustments in your bones, in your posture. Don't try to make anything happen. And then feel the soles of the feet, the ankle bones, to the wall in front of you and behind you. And just as you anchor your awareness here for a moment, just pendulate between the outer world, noticing the wall in front of you and behind you, and the inner world of the sensations in your ankles, feet. And as you orient inside and outside, try not to label anything that you notice as good or bad. Just simply be aware of it. You may have a preference for things, and that's fine, but neither good nor bad, just awareness of. Bring your awareness up through your shin bones and sense the shin bones inside me, inside body. And then the right and the left wall, and let the bones orient to the space. And as your bones orient, you don't need to have your spine in like a military stance or your eyes gazing on one point. You can let your gaze wander. You can take a deep breath or a small breath. Just let it be natural. Don't force it. Move up into your, staying in your shin bones rather, feel the front wall and the back wall in relationship to those bones. Letting the system orient. And then take your hands, because you're seated and you can push into those beautiful femur bones, the heavy bones of your thighs, push into your legs and feel how big your bones are and feel the contact of your hand with the boundary. That first boundary we have is our skin. And feel, you can keep your hands on your legs if you want, you don't have to. You can feel the right and left wall in relationship to the thigh bones. You may notice that changes how your pelvis weight hangs out on the chair or the stool. And then feel from the kneecaps forward to the front wall, and from the kneecaps draw a line back through your body to the back wall. And spend some time in the front and the back, and really get the sense of what it feels like to be in the back body and the back wall, almost as if you had eyes in the back of your head. Because you do, we have the capacity to sense 360 degrees. A natural breath may come, a sigh, a memory or emotion, sensation, just notice the changes. Coming up into your rib cage. Feel the rib cage to the right and the left wall. And notice if that area feels better or worse, like if you have a preference. How did it feel to be in your legs, and how did it feel to move to the upper body into the rib cage? Right and left wall, as if we had eyes on the sides of our body. Feel the peripheral vision widening, opening, expanding. Notice what it feels like inside the body as we begin to give the brain more information about the room. And then from the rib cage in front of you, notice that wall, and then behind you, as if you had eyes in the back of your body. Most of us are very front body oriented, so it may feel good to spend a little more time in the back body. You may even sense the posture changes as you orient the ribs to the back. Moving up now into your collarbones through the throat, finding your cranial bones. Just sense the bones of your head, right wall and left wall. And immediately as I sense the right and left wall, I feel my cranial bones expand. What do you sense? And from the front of the head to the back, visualize that you have a band around your eyes, like a blindfold from the eye band around the sides of your head and to the back. And just imagine that you have eyes in the back of the head, and they could orient sight, sensing, to the back of the room. And for a few moments, I just want you to orient your awareness, the eye band, on the back body, sensing the back of the room. And simultaneously, you'll be observing, obviously, with the eyes to the front room, but sensing the back room. And notice what that does to the system, to really feel into the back body at the level of your eyes. Many of us orient our eyeballs forward in this sort of hypervigilant state. Others of us let the eyes go fully back, and that is also a sort of I give up state, a collapse state. See if you can, you don't have to put your eyes in the middle, just notice where they are, and your eyes will go where they need to be. Continue to orient to the back of your head and the back of the room. Good. Now let it all go. You can shake it out a little bit. And I just want you to, again, notice the outer room. Scan the room. Look around the room and just notice how your nervous system feels, how your vision feels. You can do this practice many times throughout the day. And especially when you come into a new place.